sorrow.
To understand why Imam Hussein started that great movement, well, it's important for us to look at the community and society at that time and compare it with what it was before the advent of Islam. During the period of ignorance, people were worshipping idols. Injustice prevailed the community and society. Discrimination of sex, language, and place was something which was important for certain people. Lack of equality, fall of the moral values, and lack of sense of responsibility in that community and society. Islam came, replaced idol worshipping by believing in one God, saving people from darkness and shining upon them the light of truth and justice. Making sure that what is performed in this society is law and regulations sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and dignity and honor of man. 23 years Prophet served, suffered, until he created that society and environment. But all of a sudden, we see that amongst the same people, and not amongst the non-Muslims, the son of the Prophet Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who was very much loved by Rasulullah, and about him, the Messenger of Allah said, "Whoever loves Hussein loves me, and whoever loves me loves Allah. And Hussein is from me, and I am from Hussein." He is killed. His throat is cut. His body is pounded by the horses. His head is carried from one place to another place on the spears. His sisters and daughters and the rest of the family are taken as captives and taken from one city and one place to another place. These cannot be a normal things taking place in a community. Either Hussein has gone out of Islam and became a non-Muslim, or something wrong happened in that community and society. No one says such a thing about Imam Hussein alayhi salam. They all Muslims throughout the world today and in the past, they believe that Imam Hussein was dear son of Rasulullah and part of his existence.
The narrator says, Burayr ibn Khuzayr, who was a devout worshipper, went to the battlefield and was confronted by Yazid ibn Ma'qal. They both engaged in fighting, and Burayr sent Yazid to hell. and continued fighting till he attained martyrdom. May Allah be pleased with Burayr. Thereafter, Muslim ibn Osaje went to war. He too exhibited perfect jihad against the enemy, remained steadfast during the calamities of battle until he fell. He was still breathing when Hussein alayhi salam went towards him along with Habib ibn Muzahir. Hussein alayhi salam said, "O Muslim, may Allah have mercy on you." Then some of them carried out the responsibility while others awaited, and nothing changed in them. Habib went close to him and said, "O Muslim, this condition appears unpleasant to me. Congratulations for getting paradise." Muslim responded in a very weak voice, "May Allah also give you good reward." Habib said, "Though I am also following you in this path, I like to hear every wish from you so that I may carry it out." Pointing to Hussein alayhi salam, Muslim said, "Wage jihad in the service of this master until death takes you up." Habib said, "I accept your will wholeheartedly." At that moment, he expired. May Allah's pleasure be with him. Thereafter, Joan, the black slave of Abu Zar, sought permission. Hussein alayhi salam said, "You are at liberty and permitted to take a path to safety. As you were restful away from us, you need not fall in the troubles of our path." Joan submitted, "O son of the Prophet of Allah, in my life of ease and comfort, I was fed by your mercy. Now I will bear the difficulties which you are undergoing. By Allah, my body odor is bad, race is low, and skin is black. Do oblige me so that by following the path to paradise, I may attain pleasant odor, pure race, and a white face. No, by Allah, I will not leave you until my black blood mixes with yours." Thereafter, he fought fearlessly and became a martyr. May Allah be pleased with him. The time for noon prayers arrived. Hussein alayhi salam ordered that Zuhair ibn Qin and Sa'id ibn Abdullah Hanafi should stand in front of them so that the remaining companions may perform the prayer of fear. Every arrow which was shot at Hussein alayhi salam was taken by Sa'id ibn Abdullah on himself, and he continuously defended the life of the Imam and did not step back until he fell down on the ground, saying, "O Allah, curse these people as you curse the people of Ad and Thamud. My Lord, convey my salam to your messenger and let him know how we are bearing the wounds inflicted on us. I seek my reward in helping the progeny of your messenger." Then he attained martyrdom, and may Allah be pleased with him. 13 arrows were found in his body in addition to wounds inflicted by swords and spears.
Without any doubt, what happened at that time had its roots in the past. The enemy, who could not encounter Islam and Muslims by weapon, spear, sword, decided to change the way, and by using Islam against Islam. If in the past the commander of the army of Islam was Rasulullah, and on the other side was Abu Sufyan ruling the army of the enemy, today it is Abu Sufyan, his son Muawiyah, and his grandson which is leading the army of Islam, but not for the sake of Islam. It was the son of Abu Sufyan, father of Yazid, who addressed the martyrs of Medina when he visited that great city and said to them, O people who lost their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and are buried here in this graveyard, know that what we were both fighting for is today in our hand, and that is rule and kingdom. When Imam Ali alayhi salam became caliph, and he ruled only 4 years and few months, during his caliphate he had 3 wars, against whom? One war was Jama, the other one was Safin, and the third one was Nahrawan. On the other side, they were all calling themselves Muslims. Imam Ali was not fighting the emperor of Rome or the king and Kassra of Persia or non-Muslims from other parts of the world. They were the Muslims and members of the Islamic community who changed. And it is at this time that Islam is in danger. Imam, quoting Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says that Islam will not be defeated if the number of Muslims are few. Islam will be defeated when it is worn, this dress and garment is worn inside out, and the real teachings of Islam is changed. Prophet said to Ali, Ali, today we are fighting for the revelation of the Quran, but tomorrow you will be fought for the interpretation and understanding the real meaning of the Holy Quran. Hussein also was not killed by a Christian or Jewish ruler. Hussein was also killed, but those people who claimed that they were the followers of the religion of his grandfather.
When all his companions were martyred and none save his household remained, Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam, who was more handsome than all companions and most pious from the viewpoint of morals, sought permission from his father, and the Imam permitted him. The Imam threw a despairing glance on his son and wept with lowered eyes, and then said,
Allahumma ashhad, faqad farza bi jahim, ghulamun ashbahu lahum sijjan, wa huwa khalqan wa mawdiqan bi rasulihi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam, wa kullu hadha shajjan.
O Allah, be witness. Surely a youth has rushed to battlefield who is in appearance, nature, and manners very much like your messenger. Whenever I long to look at your messenger, I would look at him. Then he yelled and said, O Ibn Sa'd, may Allah cut off his mercy just as you have cut off kinsfolk. Then Ali rushed to the battlefield and waged a furious war and sent a number of unbelievers to hell. Then he returned to his father and said, Oh dear father, thirst has almost killed me and the weight of the armor has sapped my strength. Is water available? Hussein alayhi salam wept and replied. Alas, O my dear son, wherefrom can I bring water? Put up some more resistance. How close you are in meeting your grandfather Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will give you a drink, after which you will never feel thirsty. Ali went back to the battlefield and gave the greatest fight. Munqaz ibn Marri Abdi shot an arrow, which made Ali fall down. He cried, "O father, accept my salam. May Allah protect you. Here is my grandfather who sends greetings to you and says, hurry up to us." Then a jerk ended his worldly life. Hussein alayhi salam came and stood by the body of his son, placed his cheek on his cheek and said, قَتَلَ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا قَتَلُوا مَا أَجْلَعْتُمْ عَلَى اللَّهُ وَعَلَى الْكَلَمَةِ حُرِّمَةِ عَلَى May Allah kill those people who killed you. What made them bold enough to go against Allah and violate the honor of His Prophet? Life after you is but a spit. The narrator says, Zainab, daughter of Ali alayhi salam, came out of the tent and threw herself on his body. Hussein alayhi salam came and made her return to the woman folk. Thereafter, one after the other from the holy household of Imam rushed to the battleground and won the honor of martyrdom. Imam cried, "Oh my cousins, oh my family members, be patient. Show forbearance. By Allah, after this day, you will never be dishonored or humiliated."
Yes, Imam Hussein was not killed by outsiders, non-Muslims from other parts of the world. Those who were ruling the army of the enemy, the commanders of the army of Yazid, they were in fact one day amongst the companions of the caliphs. And some of them, they lived during the lifetime of Rasulullah and claimed to be Muslims. But they changed. Islam, which was the religion of justice and truth, in the Islamic Ummah, injustice and dictatorship started to rule. And all these changes took place gradually. Killing innocent people did not take place at once in 61 of Hijrah. Before that, we know that Malik Ashtar and his companions were also killed. Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr and his companions were killed. Hujr ibn Adi and his companions were killed. Rashid al-Hijri and his companions, they were killed. Cursing and insulting Imam Ali on the pulpits and in lectures and in Friday prayers became a routine work. Majority of the companions of the Prophet had to stay in their homes, and many of them, unfortunately, could not raise their voice. They remained silent. And of course, many of them also were bought by the corrupt ruler of the time, And those who were religious people, they were religious as long as religion was not harmful to their worldly interests. As Imam Hussein says, أَدِّينُ لَعِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ وَإِذَا مُحِسُوا قَلَّ الدَّيَّانُ. Talking about religion is just a game, but when they are tested, you will find very few those who are true religious people. This was the condition till the time of Yazid, that he came and openly started to break the law of Islam, to show that he is against Islam, to drink in public, to gamble, to womanize, and to show animosity towards religion. Now, it was at this time that the duty of Imam Hussein was to go and change the community, which is already changed to wrong way. Imam, in the beginning of his movement, writes to the people of Basra, وَأَنَا أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَىٰ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةِ نَبِيِّهِ. I am inviting you to the book of Allah and the sunnah and way of life of Rasulullah. فَإِنَّ السُنَّةَ قَدْ أُمِيتَتْ. Sunnah and the conduct way of Rasulullah is now dead. وَإِنَّ الْبِدْعَةَ قَدْ أُحْيَتْ. The innovation is now revived. وَإِنْ تَسْمَعُوا قَوْلِي وَتُطِيعُوا أَمْرِي أَهْدِيكُمْ إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ الرَّشَادِ. If you listen to me and if you follow me, I will guide you to the way which is the shining way and the way of guidance.
And he himself, before departure, wrote to his family and people, and it is the truth that he who joins me will be killed in the path of Allah, and he who does not will not see triumph and bliss. Meaning, he who does not support me will not achieve anything. Meaning, he will live with regret and die.